You're listening to The Weekly Experiment, a segment on WBOY that explains the science of our everyday world.
Hi, I'm Martin Fisher from Science Central. Today on The Weekly Experiment, we're asking the question, what are fireworks? We love seeing them on July 4th at festivals or maybe even New Year's Eve in warmer areas. What are those bright explosions and what makes those colors? So obviously they involve fire, or a fancier word, combustion. Combustion, or burning, or fire, is a process where energy is released. This energy can be in numerous forms. Light energy, which is what you see during a fireworks display. Sound, the booms and explosions you hear. And heat, which you don't want to experience with big fireworks, or even with a small sparkler or firecracker. The term that scientists use for this release of energy is exothermic. Combustion, or fire, requires three ingredients. You need a fuel, something to burn, oxygen, which is in our atmosphere. Scientists use the term oxidant for that ingredient. And you need a spark, or heat source, or initial charge. Another aspect of fireworks is that there is an explosion. This is when that combustion process and release of energy occur suddenly, with a very fast increase in volume, causing the materials to spread out rapidly. Maybe you've also heard the term pyrotechnics for explosive objects. The words are related. Fireworks are a type of pyrotechnic. Other pyrotechnics are airbags in cars, flare guns, blasting caps used in mining, to name a few. The fireworks you see in displays have two stages. The first step is when the firework is shot up into the air. This occurs when a fuse in the tube ignites the gunpowder, builds pressure in the tube, and launches the firework in the air. The second step is when another fuse ignites and causes the firework to explode. And what really makes it fun are all the colors. Each color is from the combustion of specific chemicals. Going through the rainbow of colors, red is caused by strontium, orange from calcium, yellow from sodium, green from barium, blue from copper, and purple from strontium plus copper. Here's an activity you can try. Note, it is dangerous. There are reports of injuries, so you must have an adult help out, and you must wear safety gear. Hot gloves and safety goggles will work. Light a candle and place it on a plate. Get one small spoon of powdered coffee creamer, and holding your hand well above the flames, sprinkle the powder into the flame. See if it ignites. Compare different types of powder coffee creamer. Notice the energy from the reaction. You'll feel the heat, you'll see the light, and you might even hear a little bit of sound. Well, we've just learned a little bit about fireworks. I'm Martin Fisher from Science Central. Thanks for joining me here on WBOI for The Weekly Experiment.
The Weekly Experiment is produced by Rob Martinez. You can hear The Weekly Experiment during WBOI's SciTech Saturday Afternoon Matinee. You can also hear this episode again in the program section of our website, wboi.org.